Okay, hello.
Hi.
Hi, yes, I talked to the direct line. So, unfortunately, your vehicle isn't covered by roadside assistance. So, if we do continue the service, it would have to be fully out of pocket.
Okay. Can I get the estimate?
What type of service are you needing today? What's wrong with the vehicle?
I think I can't drive right now. The car stopped. And I need a ride to my home with this car.
Okay, so you need a tow. So how far are you from your home location?
Let me check real quick. It's 12 miles away from the.
Okay, so you can be paying at least 250 to 300 for a tow out of pocket.
300. Yeah, I'll pay 300.
Okay, so you want to continue the service and pay fully out of pocket. Now, I do have to inform you some providers don't allow passengers to ride with them because the tow truck isn't big. So, do you have another way of ride or transportation?
Oh, they don't allow pets?
No, ma'am. Some don't at all.
Okay. Yeah, I can call my sister to pick me up. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear a cat crying over the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What's your
Even
address?
if it's
What
sorry,
you
one
gonna
more
state?
question. Yeah. Even if so I'm not gonna get a ride from the roadside assistance. It's just gonna be the car towed. Would it
Yeah,
still be 300?
it can be 300 or more, 'cause a lot of them do charge $10 per mile plus the gas mile, how much gas is. It can be at least 300 to almost more than that.
Okay, got it. Okay. You want my address?
Yes. What's your address that's on the policy?
631 Red Sage, RED space SAGE. And Irvine, California 92618.
And what's the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
2007. Toyota.
And what's the model?
Model Camry.
A Camry? And the color?
Color is light blue.
And you stated that vehicle is shut off while driving, is not starting.
My technician at the body shop warned me that if I see the battery sign on the dashboard, I must stop the car immediately because my car is not in good condition.
Okay, can your vehicle shift out of parking onto neutral?
Yeah.
Is your vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard two-wheel?
Can you say that one more time?
Is your vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard two-wheel?
what's the difference?
It's the model, but I think your vehicle is a two-wheel drive. I can look it up. Give me a second. It's a, it's a two-wheel drive. You have the keys with you, correct?
Yeah.
And you're gonna be there when the provider arrives to the vehicle?
You mean the owner of the vehicle?
Yes. Are you gonna be there? Okay. And do you know where your vehicle is currently located?
It's right where the bridge is,
Hello?
405 south.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Cut off.
Sorry, what was it again?
I couldn't hear you. You cut out.
Oh, yeah. So it's in 405 South on I'll just read you the name of the exit. CA 133 and slash CA
Are you on the
dash
interstate?
133. I'm in the where the freeway emerges. Like, I just entered the freeway and then the car stopped.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a text message. Within this text message is going to be a link. Once you receive the text message, click the link and it's gonna read you your
Okay.
latitude and longitude. Once you receive that, read that back out to me.
Okay. It says user denied the request for geolocation.
Okay.
Is it the
That's
second one?
it's probably probably denied it something with your phone. It's fine. Okay, so I'm just gonna manually find you because I had to have your exact location to where you are. So you're on the 405 South Interstate.
It's not interesting.
Or highway.
It's right after I entered the the entrance of the freeway.
Yes, so the interstate. Okay, so you're on the 405 South Interstate. Let's see. And what city are you in?
Costa Mesa.
And what's the exit number? This is exit 2. Let me see. I have to find it. And are you on the right side or left?
Right side, yeah.
Right side. Are you heading? You're heading south. Okay. Just bear with me. I gotta find it. And where were you, what's it called? Where did you, where you were getting on the interstate? Where were you coming from? Like, what street were you coming from?
I think it's Fairview Street.
Fairview? Okay. Give me one second.
Fairview Road, and then I turned it right.
Okay. We'll see. Do I see Fairview Road? Past Irvine Center Drive. Okay, and if you look up your current location, does it tell you anything? Like if you say, what's my current location on your phone? Does it tell you anything? Like it does it give you an address?
There's a it's right in the middle of the freeway. So I don't know
Because I don't see Fairview Road, and I found exit 2, but it's if you're coming from that side, if you're entering the actual freeway, yeah, I don't see Fairview Road. I see Irene. I see, what is that, Laguna? That's what I was asking.
Can I give you the my work address? It's
Okay.
not far from here, so it's Fairview Pet Hospital in Costa Mesa.
Okay, so I see Fairview Coast. I see the pay hospital. So So you want me to follow the, like, so you went from Fairview Road.
Past the, I think it's Baker. Yeah, you have to pass the Baker Street. And then if you go more far, then you will see 405, the interstate. Then if you make a right, that's where I am looking.
Okay. Did you make a right at the four-way intersection, or did you cross, like, the overbridge?
I made a right at the intersection.
Okay. Let me see.
To get into the 405 South.
And then, is that, when you made that right in the towards the intersection, does it split into two? And you went
right
straight?
Before, split into two.
You're still, so you're like on the, you're by the houses? Kind of?
Yes.
Okay. So you're on Concord Street still?
Yes.
Okay. And where do you want it towed to?
To the address that I gave. The 631? The 631.
It's a apartment complex?
It is an apartment with the parking lot.
Okay, yes. So 631 Red Sage Irvine, or Irvine, sorry, Irvine, California, 92618.
Yeah. 92618. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so for your out-of-pocket expense, are you able to pay cash, card, debit, or credit?
Credit card.
Okay, and what type of credit card?
It's Master.
It's a MasterCard. Okay, so I'm going to get a quote for you. Once I get a quote, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. So once I have this quote, I'm going to inform you of the quote, and then we can continue the service from there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second. Put you on a hold.